chiropractic.
DSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
All right, welcome back in. Third and final hour here on a sunny Wednesday morning. And we have joining us in the program the folks from Mercy Meals and More. We have with us, we have the program director, David Mata. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? How are you doing?
And we have Susan Raposa, the vice president. Hello.
Hi, hello, good morning. Thanks for having us.
I'm very happy to have you here because this is a program that, I mean, I remember when I first started doing Saturday morning here years ago, talking about Mercy Meals and More and the work that it does. Mm-hmm. This is a program that has been around for quite a while and has really helped the homeless population in New Bedford.
Correct, yes. Since 2010, there's been the breakfast program. So I've been there for now like 4 years. And what we do is we're a community breakfast place. The only one in New Bedford, or the only one around actually for breakfast. 6 days a week. We're there from Monday till Saturday. The doors open to the public at 5 o'clock. We serve a hot breakfast from 7:20. And then we close the doors at 7:30. So, but we make the whole breakfast. We have pancakes, French toast, the whole nine yards, sausage, eggs. And then from 5 o'clock until we serve breakfast, we have cereal and coffee and pastries and stuff. So as soon as we open up, they come, you know, it's open to the public. They come in and hang out and listen to music and have fun.
And some of these folks, this might be the only meal they're getting all day.
Absolutely. Sure.
So. Sure. Where, how does it come about? How does the food come about? And how does everybody, you know, is it volunteers that are preparing it? And
volunteers, yes. Yep. All volunteers. I'm the only paid employee, but everyone else is volunteers, which is awesome. I mean, it's all the kindness of their heart. They come in, and I have a few school teachers that come in before work in the morning, and from 5 till 6 o'clock, and home, get ready, and then go teach at school. So it's a great program. We have a great, you know, great volunteers. Without the volunteers, there's no Mercy Meals. You know, you can't run a place. Takes a village. Takes a team. You know.
Well, certainly, yeah, the volunteers make it happen. But to be able to get the food and to be able to put on these programs, it does take money.
Money, absolutely. Yes, donations. Yeah, it's all donations. We have a clothes room, which people donate clothes and can donate clothes. We take men's, women's, any sizes, and, you know, slightly worn, of course. And then we have a foot doctor, too. We have a foot clinic on Thursdays where UMass students come in. And there's a surgeon, a retired surgeon, Dr. Fogg, who comes in. And they check feet. They do check for sores. They do vitals. And so it's a really great, great program.
Because foot care is important because...
Absolutely. And, you know, the socks, brand new socks they give, and the sneakers or shoes. And so foot care is very important, sure. Because there's diabetics, there's, you know, people that just, you know, a lot of people just don't take care of themselves.
So right. And people who are on their feet, unfortunately, all the time. And
absolutely. Yeah.
So, and again, with that money that needs to be available to be able to provide these services, fundraising is very important.
Absolutely. Very important. Absolutely. We can't survive without donations and money, you know.
And so, Susan, we have the Comedy Night fundraiser coming up.
Yes, we do. So on Friday night, April 26th, at the United Fishermen's Club, where it's going to be hosted by Funny for Fun. So there will be three comedians. And basically, it starts, that show will start at 8 o'clock, between 8 and 9:30. We have a caterer from Cove Surf and Turf. His name is Jesse D'Souza. He's the chef and owner. He cooks wonderful meals, and we're happy to have him there to have this dinner buffet. Tickets will cost $45 a piece. And basically, you're able to go to mercymealsandmore.com or call 508-717-3175 for tickets. We're going to have a raffle table, 50-50, a door prize. So all of this should be very exciting. It should be a very exciting night, and we're hoping to build the awareness in order to get as many tickets sold to help anybody that goes to Mercy Meals for breakfast.
What a great deal. You're getting a buffet dinner. You're getting a comedy show for $45 a person. I mean, that's a great night out. And the best part about it is while you're there and you're laughing and you're having a good time, you're helping to support these folks. And, you know, a lot of people will say all the time, I wish I could do more to help. I wish I could do more to help. I don't have time to volunteer. But this is how you can do more to help, is by going and attending this fundraiser. Or if you can't go, purchase some tickets and give them to somebody that you know that can go, as a way to kind of, you know, have them learn about Mercy Meals and more too.
Exactly. Well, there's an option if you do go to the website that you can actually just make a donation instead of buying a ticket. And, you know, that's all part of the fundraising funds and the money that can be used to help operate the kitchen. So we're grateful for any donation. It can be big or small because it all adds up.
So have either of you prepared a routine? Are you going to get up on stage and tell any jokes? No?
I was thinking about it, but I don't know. Maybe.
No. I always say leave that to the professionals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I get enough groans from the radio audience when it comes to bad jokes, so I'm never going to encourage anybody to get up there and do it if they don't feel comfortable doing it. Mm-hmm. But Funny for Funds is a great organization. They do a lot of great work in the community, but the best part about that is they're actually really, really funny people. So you're getting some of the best comedians in the area who are actually doing these fundraisers for people. So you're gonna really have a good time.
Oh,
for sure.
Looking forward to it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've had two other comedy show fundraisers, and basically we've had a Matt White's. Being that it's, you know, out of town or out of the city, we wanted to get something a little bit closer to, you know, downtown New Bedford. And that's why we kind of just set up this fundraiser at the UFC.
And this is, again, you know, going to benefit Mercy Meals and More, helping to provide not only those breakfasts but other services for the homeless population in New Bedford. Where are we at right now? Because, you know, each year the city does the point in time count. We find out, you know, that, okay, we're able to find places for some of these folks. But what is the homeless situation like right now in New Bedford, David?
It's not good. I mean, there's a big homeless population in New Bedford, and it's only getting bigger. You know, rents are going up, things are high, people are actually, you know, low-income families are kind of getting pushed out, you know, and to the streets. If they can't afford, they're getting evicted, they can't afford the rents. You know, I'm seeing more families, actually, the last couple of weeks. I've seen, like, you know, families come in, like mom with the kids or dad with the kids. And so, there's a big need, and it doesn't seem like it's getting any better.
And that's a
time soon.
That's a great point. Like the face of homelessness isn't what people think that it is. You know, people have these assumptions of who they think these singular people who don't have family that they can rely on. And what we're seeing is exactly what you're saying. More families, people. And I was in that situation when I was a kid. I was homeless multiple times with my family. Right. So I know what it's like, but to try to stay together. And there's always that, well, you know, this person could take this person in and this person could take that person in, and you could all find somewhere to be, but you couldn't be together.
Right.
And the fact that we can't keep families together with a roof over their heads is I don't understand how we live in a country that can still be that way.
I agree 100%. It's tough, you know. It's one of those things where you know, it's sad to see, and you know, everybody has a their own opinion of homelessness, or, you know, maybe you should go get a job or this or that. But that's not always the situation. It's not always the case, you know. I mean, any one of us could maybe have been homeless just without one paycheck. Mm-hmm. Just not getting one paycheck. What do you do? You know, I can't pay my rent. You know, there's many reasons, you know.
And you get the opportunity to learn about these people, to learn about their stories, to get to know them.
Yeah.
And you realize that there are all of those different circumstances that, mm-hmm. you know, and there's no I don't want to use the word shame, but there's no real stigma that needs to be attached to homeless people. When people are attaching that on, it's their own prejudices and their own preconceived notions that are being attached to those folks. These are just people who want to live their daily lives and I know it sounds kind of cliche at this point, but I always prefer to use the term houseless, because so many of these, especially with families, they are home, they're together, they just don't have a house to live in.
Correct. Yeah. Exactly. It's, you know, it's like if we all would just maybe walk in their shoes, you know, just for 1 minute, one day. You know, there's a lot of there's a lot of mental illness. There's, you know, there's substance use, but there's also just, you know, bad luck, unfortunate, you know, situations. And, you know, we got to think of ourselves as very fortunate in life. Because and we're like a family in there. I'll tell you, we have the same people. A lot of the same people come in every day. And, you know, we have music, they're singing, and we're having a good time. We kind of know each other. And it's a good feeling. And they need that. You know, we need to make them feel like, because they are human beings, we're all the same. You know, we're not different. And might be in different situations, but we're all the same.
It sounds like even though these folks are houseless, that you have become the home for them. You have become the place where they can gather every day and have some of that feeling of connection.
Absolutely. That's the way we want to make it. Yes, we want to make it feel that way.
But to do that, you need to be able to keep providing these services, which means you need more volunteers, you need more funds raised.
You need money.
Exactly. So there's various ways that we try to, raise money, and we apply for grants. We also have like the fundraisers, and then we send out like these postcards. We just mailed out like 17,000 of them in efforts to build awareness and let everybody know that, you know, there is really a food insecurity out there. And it's very important that, you know, we try to, you know, it's people helping people. We just want to make sure that everyone has a great start to their day. And this is a very good way to do it. And you know, being that the kids are out of school this week, you know, like David had mentioned, you have families now going in there. So we just need to make everybody aware that this really does exist and there is a place that you can go.
There's a lot of talk lately with the immigration crisis and everything that's been going on, that people are concerned that folks who aren't residents of this country are being taken care of ahead of people who are our own citizens, but who are homeless and who are in need. Are you seeing any changes in the level of services that are being provided, or in the funding that you're able to try to get for some of these programs? Or
No, not really. No, I don't. But they do all the, you know, all the money stuff, the grant stuff.
But you've been able to be able to provide the services that you always have.
Oh, yeah. Yes, and even more so. I mean, when we first started, I've been on the board for about 3 years now, and David is a friend of mine, so that's how I got acclimated with this program. Basically, a few years back, we had a whole new board basically come in, other than our president, Sally Goodman. She was already on the board, looking to, you know, keep the kitchen open. We had about 3 or 4 months of operating expenses, and that was it. So we literally, as a team, you know, we had to figure out how can we raise money, how can we build awareness, and we've gotten it to a point where we were able to raise $100,000 annually for the past 3 years. So we know what we're doing is working. However, all those donations are super important to get, because you can't just stop. You just got to keep going, have more and more fundraisers, apply for more grants, and hopefully get more individuals to be compassionate and understand that, you know, it's good to help people in need.
And that is the key. It's people helping people. That's what makes a program like this work, that you could apply for all the grants and funding that you want to all day long, but it's the people who are stepping forward, who are buying tickets to this comedy fundraiser, who are making donations on the website, the people who just stop by and hand you a check. Those are the real heartbeat of what makes this program work.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And we do have community partnerships, for example, with the YMCA, GNB Cares, Coastline, Outside Endurance. They run like the half marathons and those types of events. And what will happen is we try to build a group of volunteers will go and help, and then that program will give us back money for the volunteer hours. So that's sort of like a mini fundraiser in itself. We have big community grants from like the Lenny Zakim Fund, Bay Coast Bank, Bank 5. There's a lot of them, actually. And then what's really important, too, is we have other community supporters that will give us in-kind donations. Like, for example, Gold Medal Bakery, they give us a ton of bread, which helps, you know, make the pancakes or make, you know, toast, whatever the case may be. Sunrise Bakery, Mystic Cafe, McDonald's. Vibra Hospital, the Veterans Transition House. So, you know, it does take a village. So we get all the help that we can.
So, but the big way everybody can help today is either by making a direct donation at your website, which give everybody the web address.
It is mercymealsandmore.com, or you can call 508-717-3175. For tickets and more information.
And they can also go to funny4funds.com, funny4funds.com, and get tickets there too. And if you want to try to enter to win a pair, you can go to WBSM.com and the WBSM app. But I almost feel like, you know, as we're talking about the need to raise funds, I got to tell people, yeah, you can try to win, but the really good people are the ones that go and buy the tickets today, you know?
Yes. I also wanted to just add thank you also to WBSM and Fund 107 because they're helping us sponsor this event. So we're very excited about it, and we're hoping for a great turnout.
Yeah, we are happy to do it. It should be a fantastic night. And again, this is happening on Friday, April 26th at the United Fishermen Club, 639 Orchard Street in New Bedford. David, Susan, thank you so much for joining us today, and hopefully this is the biggest and best fundraiser you've had yet.
Thank you
very much, Tim.
All right, we've got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. All right, that was a really interesting discussion with the folks at Mercy Meals and More. And what one point they wanted to make, too, is, you know, you don't need to even let them know who you are if you need to come by and get breakfast or get some of that foot care or some of those other services. You don't need to show an ID. So if you're, you know, if you're somebody who doesn't want your family to find you, you don't have to worry. They're not going to tell anybody where you are. You don't even have to be homeless. David was just telling me they don't, it's not like it's a requirement that you are. It's just people who are in need they want to take care of. So Mercy Meals and More is the place to go for that. And the fundraiser is the place to help them be able to provide those services. And as I mentioned, we will have some more tickets to give away. If you want to enter to win those tickets, all you have to do is go to WBSM.com or the WBSM app and click on Win Comedy Night Tickets. And when you click on that, it'll have not only all the information about the event and your chance to win tickets, but a link over to the Mercy Meals and More Facebook website so that you can find out more about what it is that they do. Right now, though, we are going to go into the newsroom and get all the headlines of the day with Phil Devitt.
A vote on Arizona's 19th century abortion law on the horizon. Republicans push to oust the head of Homeland Security. And more material from the Beatles soon streaming on your TV.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Arizona lawmakers could vote today on repealing an anti-abortion law from 1864. There's reporting out that Democrats may have enough votes to repeal the law with the help of a few Republicans who hold a one-seat advantage in the state's House and Senate. The 160-year-old law bans all abortions in Arizona except to save the life of the mother. Donald Trump is campaigning for president in New York City, all while dealing with his criminal hush money trial in Lower Manhattan. Scott Pringle reports.
On the second day of his trial Tuesday, Trump visited a bodega in Upper Manhattan where a store clerk was originally charged with murder for stabbing an attacker to death. Trump, in front of a crowd, said crime has gotten out of hand in New York.
I love this city, and it's gone so bad in the last 3 years.
He said his so-called hush money trial is really about keeping him off the campaign trail.
This is all politics. This is coming out of the White House. And, you know, it makes me campaign locally, and that's okay.
Meanwhile, several jurors have been selected in Trump's trial. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
The House has sent the Senate articles of impeachment for the head of Homeland Security, the first cabinet member to be impeached in over 100 years. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas says Alejandro Mayorkas actively aided what he called a criminal invasion and put Americans at risk.
Every week, we see another horrific crime committed by criminal illegal aliens that Joe Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas continue to release.
All 100 senators are expected to be sworn in today for a trial that isn't expected to last long, with Democrats vowing to vote to either table or dismiss the matter. No injuries are reported after an American Airlines flight was struck by lightning and forced to make an emergency landing in Kansas City. The National Weather Service says incidents like yesterday's involving commercial jets typically happen only once or twice a year. It was no surprise Caitlin Clark was the first overall pick in the WNBA draft Monday in New York, but her salary pales in comparison to her male counterparts. Paul DeCastro has the story.
Clark is Division I basketball's all-time leading scorer, but the University of Iowa superstar will make a fraction of the millions NBA players make. Clark will earn just over $338,000 over the next 4 years after being selected by the Indiana Fever. By comparison, Spurs rookie star Victor Wembanyama, the number one pick in last year's NBA draft, signed a $55 million four-year contract. As a result, social media is blowing up with people outraged by the glaring salary disparity between WNBA and NBA players. Paul DeCastro, NBC News Radio.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me.
And the Beatles' last film, Let It Be, is coming to Disney Plus. Let It Be was released in May of 1970, just a month after the Beatles broke up. It was briefly available on video and Laserdisc, but hasn't been seen in decades. Let It Be will debut exclusively on Disney Plus next month.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox play the Cleveland Guardians once again tonight at Fenway Park at 7:10. The Bruins are set up to play the Toronto Maple Leafs in round one of the playoffs. And two members of the Boston Celtics have been named to the men's U.S. Olympic basketball team, according to ESPN. Jason Tatum and Drew Holiday will be on the 12-man roster for the Summer Games in Paris.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Starting out this Wednesday morning with a temperature in the mid-40s, clear skies. So the easterly breeze as we head into the afternoon, increasing clouds, temperatures in the upper 50s with a northeasterly breeze. Overnight tonight, a slight chance for some showers. Mid-40s under cloudy skies. Tomorrow will remain cloudy with temperatures barely making it into the upper 40s. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. You can also use AppChat on the WBSM app if you want to send in a message that way, like JJ did. Says, Tim, I was wondering how we will be notified when we win cash. Also, can you enter the code after the hour it was announced? Well, the answer is, if you are a winner of the win cash, you'll be notified by the people that are involved in all that. We will be notified of that. The people who
handle the actual drawing part of it will tell us, and then we'll reach out to you. But as for your second question, can you enter the code even after the hour it was announced? You can. You won't be eligible to win the hourly prize anymore, but you'll still get that in there for your entry into the $30,000 grand prize. However, they do turn off the codes, because this is all run by the folks who know way more stuff about how to make all this work than we do. Our national team that helps us out with all of the digital stuff. They do make it so that only the current day's codes are active. So you want to make sure that you get them in that day, at least, because it'll all reset tomorrow and it'll won't show the previous codes anymore. So you just got to get them in that day, but you don't have to get it in. You know, if it's 9 o'clock, you get the 9 o'clock code, but you're driving and you put it in at 10:15, that's fine. You'll still get the entry for the 30 grand. You just missed out on the drawing for that hour's $100 prize. So hopefully that clarifies things a little bit. And if you want to participate and win cash, well, just keep listening for those codes each hour. We'll have a new code for you coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll do it every hour through 5 p.m. And you can enter that at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And as I always say, you're listening anyway. Why not get paid to listen with WinCash on WBSM, brought to you by Architect Managed IT Services. Man, that sun is shining brightly today. It was one of the best sunrises I've seen in a while. As I watched it rise up over Stop and Shop this morning, it was intense. It was bright right from the start. Hopefully drying up some of that saturated ground that's causing the power issues. But one sunrise that's beautiful every day is Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop. 506 Bolton Street in New Bedford. It's a place where you can go to get your, it's like your oasis from the busy morning that you have. You're running around, getting the kids to school, got to get to work, got to get people to doctor's appointments, got to get yourself to appointments, whatever it may be. And then you just need that little break where you can sit down with a coffee or maybe you want to get something a little bit stronger, like a cappuccino or espresso. Maybe you want to get a little something to munch on. Some of their famous pastries, muffins, donuts, all made fresh daily. It's also a great place to grab lunch. If you want to get some of their casserole, chicken salad, tuna, all made on their fresh baked Portuguese bread and pops. Or you can take it all home and make it at home. It's school vacation week, right? You want an easy lunch that maybe the kids can even throw together, together themselves. Then just grab some Portuguese pops and some casserole or tuna or what have you, and say, kids, it's all in the fridge. You can make your own lunch, whatever you're hungry. Start them off the right way with some fresh baked donuts, right? Get them all sugared up early in the morning. It's school vacation week. They deserve the treat. And so do you at Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop. And don't forget them for all of your upcoming celebrations, birthdays, graduations, anniversaries, Mother's Day, Father's Day. It's all right around the corner. And Sunrise Bakery has all that you need. So again, 506 Bolton Street in New Bedford, Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shops for that sensational continental feel. All right, I've got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. If you want to call in, 508-996-0500, I've got a caller on hold. I will take that call as soon as we... You know what? I'll tell you what. I'll take the call now. I see who it is, and even though she called once already...
Sorry, I forgot to tell you something.
That's all right.
The school I went to in Danvers, it was on Cabot Street. Do you know that witch, Laurie Cabot?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've had my picture taken with her down there.
She's awesome.
At Pickering's Wharf. Oh, yeah. She was very, very nice. Yeah, I bought all kinds of stuff down there. I didn't know what I was buying, but I was...
Stephanie Burke, who does Spooky South Coast with me, she studied under Laurie Cabot.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, she's been very well... I mean, even though she has the natural ability and kind of the natural talents as a psychic medium, she's trained with Laurie Cabot in witchcraft. She's trained with James Van Prague in mediumship. I mean, she's really dedicated herself to being the best that she can at what she does.
Where did she do the medium around here?
She does a lot of it online now, but she has a place she has her own shop where she does Reiki and things like that and teaches classes. And she'll do readings there too. I wish I knew the address, but I don't. Off the top of my head.
I don't need that. Is it around the area?
Yeah, it's in the area. She does a lot because, you know, she had a TV show on Fox Nation and everything. So now she gets a lot of requests from people all over the place. But
that's great. Well, I just wanted to know if you knew Laurie Cabot because, yeah, she had long blonde hair. She was an older woman. But last time I saw her, I don't know. Well, that time was a long time ago. I was visiting my aunt in Salem. And,
she's still around. She's still around.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I get all kinds of witches for cousins and stuff.
They're the best people.
They're witches. But, yeah. They're awesome.
All right. Thank you so much.
I'll call back, I promise. Bye-bye.
All right, take it easy.
Have a good one. Bye.
508-996-0500. I do have to take that break. We'll be back in a few moments. Well, welcome back, and we're going to clear up a rumor in just a second, but before I do that, I want to announce the winner of today's drawing for the comedy show, Susan Gorman. You are the winner, and we will have Casey email you all the information, so stay tuned to your email for all of that. Also, we will announce the winner of the home show tickets for today in just a moment as well, but if you want to get tickets for that comedy fundraiser, again, you can go to funny4funds.com/events. funny4funds.com/events, or you can go to mercymealsandmore.com for more information. But again, the comedy fundraiser is happening on Friday, April 26th at the United Fishermen Club, 639 Orchard Street in New Bedford. Doors open at 5 p.m. with a buffet dinner at 6:30, catered by Cove Surf and Turf, a cash bar, raffles, and a door prize. And all the money goes to support those great programs that we were just talking about. So, Susan Gorman, you are the comedy show winner today. And we'll draw the home show winner in just a few moments. So many great contests going on, so many winners. And it could be you as well. WBSM.com and the WBSM app is a place to find out more about all of them. But I said we were going to clear up a rumor, or at least something that we heard about that Gilly had called in about earlier. And Brian Gomes wanted me to let everybody know, Counselor at Large Brian Gomes, to clarify the meeting did not start with only five counselors. This is the appointments and briefings meeting last night. It says Councilors Abreu, who is the chair of the committee, Councilors Carney, Lopes, Baptiste, Choquette, and Burgo. I joined the committee just minutes after it started. That completes a seven-man and woman body for the meeting. You do need six to start, and six were present, just clarifying. So he just wanted to let us know that. So there were six, and he became the seventh who joined just minutes after it started. So that's... Councillor Gomes, thank you for sending that in. And Councillor Choquette is here. He'll be joining Chris coming up on South Coast Now. So you can talk with him more about that and other issues coming up with Chris on South Coast Now in just a few moments. So as I mentioned, tomorrow we're going to have a discussion with Dr. Sabina Stanley. We're going to be talking about her new book, What's Hidden Inside Planets. And we're going to talk about volcanoes and whether or not there's a lot of people who believe the hollow earth theory, the idea that there are actually civilizations of people that live inside the earth because there's an environment inside the earth that's conducive to human life. We'll find out if that's possible. I'll ask Dr. Stanley about that. But we'll also find out about what other planets may be habitable, whether it be it already has life on it or whether we could bring life to it. And so much more. The book is fascinating. I'm loving it. And I'm sure we will have a great discussion with her tomorrow. So you're going to want to tune in for that. We'll talk with her probably in the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow. And then also, We've got some really great guests lined up for the future, including, you know, we talked about this comedy fundraiser for Mercy Meals and More. There's another one that's happening for firefighters who are fighting cancer. We'll talk about this next week. But there's a local firefighter who has been picked to take part in a comedy show. And he's going to get up there on stage and tell jokes. He's from the Freetown Fire Department, and he's going to join us next week to talk about that. And we may even have him try out some material. We may put him on the spot. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Gilly Sheffields.
Hello.
Let me correct what Brian called in and said. My statement was they started the meeting with five. When I brought it to his attention, he called for a recess, and they waited for the other city councilors to come. Yes, they ended up having seven, but Brian was late. Naomi Connie was late. Okay, so Brian's giving you the wrong information. The meeting did start. He wasn't there. And that's Leo Chiquette when he comes in there. Or called Ian Abel. He started the meeting. When I brought it to their attention, that's when they stopped and they waited for the other come lately. So that's the thing. So Brian better get his information when he goes on the radio. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, I do got to take a break, and Leo will be in with Chris coming up, so I'm sure they can talk about that and a whole bunch more of things. But right now, though, I've got to take this final break before we run out of time. We'll be back in a few moments, and I'll announce the winner of today's home show tickets. All right, welcome back in. A couple of things before we say goodbye for the morning. First off, I want to announce this morning's winner of the tickets to the Northeast Home Show, which is, of course, happening Saturday, April 27th and Sunday, April 28th at the Longplex Sports Center in Tiverton. And if you want to purchase tickets, you can do so at northeasthomeshow.com. But we are giving away four pack of tickets every day here on WBSM. And you can enter on the WBSM app or on WBSM.com. And today's winner is Dakota Wariski. So, Dakota, you'll get an email from Casey with all the information about how to get your four-pack of tickets. Also, really quickly, I just want to say I got a message from Counselor Abreu, who is the chair of the Appointments and Briefings Committee, who said he just wanted to clarify a little bit about what was said. Hold on. Let me, I guess, go look on my desktop because my phone isn't working. Give me 1 second. So he said there were five present in the room. One was in the hallway. Naomi Carney was out in the hallway. She didn't come in right away. So to err on the side of caution, he recessed until she physically came into the room. Okay, so hopefully that puts an end to it. One thing you won't want to put an end to, though, is all the delicious food that comes from the butcher shop, 123 Dharma Street. Chris loves my segues. 123 Dharma Street in New Bedford. It's where you can go in to get all their great meats, all of their great cuts of meat, and I'm talking better quality than you get in the supermarket, but also better selection because you can choose how thick you want it. You can choose which piece you want. You can choose how much you want. They will take care of you. And you can get some of their delicious, fresh-made food that they make every day, plus everything else that you have on your shopping list. It's a real old-school neighborhood market. It's the place to go for everything from steaks to soccer balls. And don't forget that cellar with the beer and the wine, the fridge with all the cheeses, and, of course, some of Maria's famous rice pudding. Make sure you get some of that to take home with you if she's made some. It is absolutely incredible. But the butcher shop is the place to go to get that old school neighborhood feel and to be treated like you're part of the family. The Pinaretta family will treat you like you are one of their own when you shop at the butcher shop, 123 Dharma Street in New Bedford. I do have the article up now at WBSM.com and on the app about the passing of Pooch Tavares. If you want to read that, read more about that. If you want to help spread.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.